You okay there?
I was going to wait for a horrible time to shake the giant cigar box full of dice. But you were waiting, so I figured I might as well not stall.
Okay, let's get back into this shit.
Okay.
We cut off in the middle of combat last time because everybody was too tired, and I don't know that it's not going to happen again, so let's try and get as much done as we can.
That's not true. I had to go home.
He had to go home, and you had to work.
Yeah, everybody was tired.
Just the old man.
Yeah, I could have gone another hour or two. What are we talking about?
That was fine.
I live here.
Also true.
I had to be somewhere very specific for my child at 8 in the morning, so...
Sounds like a you problem.
Well, I told you at the beginning.
Stop being such a responsible dad.
Did you remember your socks?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Okay. I know you're very worried about those.
Really, really great dads would have not shown up in the first place. Duh. Where are the cigarettes?
There are only a few things I'm good at. That's one of them.
Okay. Everybody should have a D10 in front of them.
Level 8.
Yeah, you're Schroeder's level on level 8, Grady's level on level 4.
When the fuck did I go to level 4?
When you
before the end of the last session.
I mean, I believe you, but I just don't remember it.
You fell trying to climb a level and
I'm
fell.
I'm surprised you remember any of last session.
Lucas is on 9, Troy is on 8. We left off in initiative on at the beginning of Lucas's turn.
Well, this shit's going to be a lot worse.
But before the beginning of Lucas's turn, no, actually, I don't think that...
Legendary action.
Just nerd glasses, legendary action.
Yeah.
You're a freak. Oh, shit! The Beholder is technically at level negative 8 because he took a dive to drop the Shield Guardian.
Yep.
And Grady is at level 4, so that makes him 120 feet away. Which is the range of the I-beams.
I stretch. I don't know. Hold on. Which part of the bridge I'm on? Because, you know, if it's a swooping bridge.
Got a point.
What was the amount of cover that you would get based on how it was 4 levels of bridge?
Yeah.
Most of us are at full cover
right
now.
That's a really good point.
Most of us, I think, are at full cover.
I believe four levels of bridge was full cover.
I think it was 5, but let me...
Mm-hmm. We gon' retroactively roll the tape back. It was 4, you fucker.
No,
I remember.
I got it written down right here. Hang on.
You just have to do your best Jeff impression.
That's not one I've tried.
Oh, that's in my phone. Hang on. I know I got the notes somewhere.
I know I got the notes somewhere. I'm going to work on that. I can get it.
Need an old man voice.
I got to huff first, though.
You know what? Fuck off. I'm fat. I have asthma.
No, somewhere in here.
It's huffing because what you need isn't right in front of you.
Somebody give me my glasses.
not because you're like breathing hard.
I'm going Mr. McGee.
Yeah.
You're not mad or anything. Now on.
He already assumes the you can't breathe fat guy shit.
It's better than hearing you pulling on the vape.
That's true. Yeah.
You twat waffle.
You want to make noise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me a second, guys.
you were like 6 feet away. It still picked up.
Oh, yeah.
3 to 5 levels is half cover. So that, the problem is cover only applies if you have to hit a target AC. And this is a save, so it doesn't really
matter. Are all of them saves?
Yes. Actually, for the I-beams, they are.
Don't you still have to have line of sight?
He has line of sight.
Once
once you are 9 levels away, you have 9 levels of bridges in between you. You do not have.
Oh, then I'm good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The only person that he can hit is Grady.
Okay. But
the range on it's only 120, anyways, right?
Right. That's why he's 100. He's exactly 120 feet away.
This sounds like some DM bullshit.
Sure does.
His sight.
Why are you rolling
good?
If it's a safe?
Apparently,
because I have to determine which I beam.
Oh. I-beam 1.
Make me a wisdom save, please.
I don't want to.
No save.
Huh?
I don't want to.
I don't care. You said you wanted to help me this time. I want to see how much you actually want to help me.
Well, first off, you're making me roll dice, which is definitely in your best interest, because I suck at that.
It's a pretty easy thing to do.
Show off?
tossing the math rocks is not hard. Presenting any sort of number that's useful, though.
Get better dice.
I'm just waiting for the crit 20. And he's going to be like, oh, well.
Sorry, I had to resync to my Wi-Fi.
Okay.
You mean to tell me you don't have your stats memorized?
God, no. Wisdom saving throw.
Yes. One of those things.
Roll the D36. Oh, yeah. That's good. 13.
Awesome. You have just made a new friend. You are charmed for 1 hour.
Sweet.
Okay, there it is. There's the grapefruit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, theirs aren't super fruity. I had their sex and candy last weekend. Nice, sweet.
So in between now and your turn, look up what the charmed condition does. It's in the back of the player's handbook. Lucas, you're up.
Don't quote me the old magics, you bastard.
I'm going to swig a
potion. I was there before you were, dick.
You were there?
Yeah, back when the PHB was on papyrus.
I was there when we made the wheel, too. But taking a health potion. You said it's +4, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, I'll take 10 hit points. That's cool. I can't remember. I can't remember how this works. Is it safe? Are we safe to drop one level? I don't remember.
One level, I believe. Let me check.
One level's 10 feet of.
It doesn't really matter. Right. I have a climb speed. I can climb down to the next level.
Correct. You can.
So I'll just climb down to level 8.
Works for me.
You could climb down more than just one, by the way.
Yeah, you have 20 feet of climb speed, right?
That's true.
So you could go. Each.
Yeah.
10 each.
Yep.
So
you could go down to 7.
I thought your climb speed was the same as your regular move speed.
No,
tabaxi.
No.
Climb
speed is only 20. My regular is 30. Can you double move at
you
a
You can
climb
dash
speed?
It, yes. But then you don't have any actions.
And well, you
my
have
action
our...
was to take the potion, though. I don't.
Oh, but okay. You have the tabaxi speed thing where you can double your speed for one round.
This is true.
So depending on how much...
how many levels you want to go down.
Yeah, you can technically go down 4.
It is true. Yeah, so it'll get me to level 5 then.
Cool.
I'll go to level 5. You just sort of see me like slide down just to make it faster. That's me. Cause, yeah.
Doing George of the Jungle swings between bridges.
Long live Brendan Fraser. May he ever reign.
Bonus action, anything like that?
No.
Okay. That takes it to the beholder's turn. He will move up. And Lucas, you're on level 5 now?
Yes.
Cool. That puts you within 120 feet. And since you're the only target, you're going to get 3 rays.
Oh, he's trimmed.
That's a 5. Mm-hmm. That's a 9.
Mm-hmm. 9 is bad.
9 is the disintegrate.
And a 3. Mm-hmm. So, let's see.
I'm not going to bother.
For saves.
Make a constitution save, please.
Oh. Am I good at that one?
Probably not.
No, I'm actually proficient in that one. The question is, how good is my roll today? That's, okay. What is that? That's a 22.
Oh, yeah,
that's
passes.
Funny.
Let's try a wisdom save.
Not so good at that. That's a 13.
You don't make that
one. Okay. And one more. Let's try a dexterity save.
Surprisingly not good at that either. For a cat.
I love that you're a rogue and you're not good at dexterity saves.
Strength and intelligence, or strength and constitution. And I don't remember why that is.
You're because you took fighter at first
fighter.
Level.
That's right.
Yeah.
14.
Cool.
That's 2 out of 3 fails, my friend.
It is.
And one of those is the disintegrate.
Yeah.
Well, the first one. What is it? 8.
I like how Jeff has coordinated his dice in sets of, like, 8.
No, it's just by type. The first one is an enervation ray.
What does that
do? Ooh, fun.
I've not heard of that one.
That's a good one. That's the old magic.
It's necrotic damage.
That affects your maximum overall, right? No.
Enervation was the one that used to take levels from you, wasn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
That's 30 points total, and you've saved on that one, so 15 points of damage.
Okay.
The other one that deals damage is the disintegration ray. 5, 10, 21, 35.
That's enough.
I'm already
at zero.
Give him his moment.
He can't outright kill me, but he's I'm at zero.
No, it's a disintegration.
No, it's a disintegration
ray. You're outright dead.
You're outright dead.
Then I'm dead.
Like, I can't even do anything.
61 points of damage.
Poof, I'm gone.
Oh my god, really?
What can I do? I have 33 hit points left.
You see the cat go swinging down like George of the Jungle between all of these bridges. He gets hit by three of these rays, and the last one, he just turns to dust.
You just see a tuft of fur just...
He's like, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. And just nothing.
Watch out for that tree. Watch out for that...
Coming next session, good old Somber.
Or it's literally him hitting the tree, like George in the Jungle hitting the tree and then just ashes coming around the
sides
of it.
Yeah, man.
He go. Okay. Remember when I told you this encounter counts as deadly? Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay, that's three actions. He moved up. Actually, he took his action, so he's only going to move up two levels. He's six levels below the bridges. And... It goes to...
Goes to me.
Layer actions. You hear a voice in a language that none of you speak.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
What language?
Deep speech.
Okay.
Nope. Yell out something that reverberates through these tunnels, and you start hearing footsteps. You hear running footsteps. Everybody roll off. Let's see who we're going to hit. Oh, yeah. Roll a d20, please.
15.
6.
2. Schroeder. You're still all the way up at the top, right?
I'm at level 8.
Level 8.
Troy and I are at the same level.
Right. Okay. You hear him coming, just maniacal, running and screaming. And somebody comes tearing out through one of these tunnels and just tries to tackle you.
Okay.
Make a grapple check.
It's another cat who just happens to have the exact same sheet as the previous cat and all his hit points.
Nope. I believe
his twin brother.
Is it
athletics or acrobatics?
I guess I should look at like character creation.
Oh, fuck you, Jeff.
Go ahead.
That's a natural 20. He grapples you and runs off the bridge.
Okay.
Make a reflex save. Let's see how far you're going.
6.
6 on your reflex save.
Is that total?
Yeah.
Well, I guess to be fair, you are a turtle.
1d10 levels.
3.
Okay, so you go down to 5?
Level 5, yep.
Okay. Let me make a strength check for him. You bounce off of a couple bridges on the way down. He loses his grip and goes tumbling.
Okay.
On to...
Yeah, let it go.
Shedrack's dead. Schroeder is next.
Okay.
Let it go. He got to disintegrate. It's fine.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. Carry on.
So he's how far down?
He is he's 60 feet below the bridges.
He didn't move on his turn?
What do you mean?
He moved... Well, he's
he moved on the turn that he killed Lucas.
Okay.
He moved from 8 levels below to 6 levels.
Did he use a layer action to zap me, or have we gone all the way around?
He used a layer action to zap you.
Did you use two layer actions then?
No.
How'd he call him then?
No, layer action was calling him. Legendary was hitting you.
Fucking game. Okay. All of them?
Tasha's.
For dragons?
I don't know. I've got it at home. I haven't really looked at it much.
I'm pretty sure I have every D&D book that's been published, so it's up there.
Oh.
I even have the Spelljammer stuff if you want to be a space walrus.
Do you have the one with the
consolidated one?
The consolidated one.
Is it Mordenkainen's?
No, the...
Yeah.
I got that one, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. Yeah.
Monsters.
The new Mordenkainen's.
Monsters of the Multiverse, yeah.
That's the one with all the new Mordenkainen's. No, it's just got pretty much all the ones from the other books put in one book.
Besides book, obviously. I feel like there's a book I missed.
Maybe I'm wrong.
So, then he is within 104... What is he at? 110 feet from me, then?
Correct. He's at -6, you're at 5. So, 110, yeah.
Fuck. God damn it. Do I do the smart thing or do I not?
Is that an option on this podcast?
Sorry, I'm verifying that what slots I've used and which ones I haven't.
You're all good.
Okay. I'm going to cast Dispel Magic on Brady's character at a 5th level.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I do what you think it's going to do.
I'm not sure.
Can you dispel charms? Oh, I guess I should probably fucking
read the spell.
Choose any creature, object, or magical effect within range. Is that a magical effect?
Yes.
Any spell of 3rd level or lower. For each spell of 5th level or high, or 4th level of higher, make an ability check using it. When you cast a spell at a higher level.
Okay, here's the thing, though.
Rays don't count like that.
Yeah, it's not a leveled thing. I'm not sure what to make you roll against.
It's an inherent... Yeah, it's an inherent ability that it has.
Right.
Which is... It makes it tough. Most of the time in the history of this podcast, we've just basically said, you can't do it. I don't know what the errata is, because he didn't cast a spell.
Right. As awesome as it would be to blow a load on him, I'm more concerned... with not only taking a spell, but you climbing one level and beating my ass while taking the spell.
Correct.
So having a second target, in my mind, is the better decision for me. So is this going to have... Is there anything we can do with that or not at all?
No, I would let you do it. I'm going to make you roll for it, but I'm not sure what to make you roll against.
Okay.
What level... Well, the first question is, what level is charm? What level spell?
Like charm person?
Yeah.
Or...
Well, what...
Charm person, I think, is 1st level.
In which case, he could dispel it easily.
Right, but this isn't the same as charm person, because it's a much higher level, like DC.
Charm person is a 1st level, charm monster is a 4th level.
Let's do 4th level.
Okay, well, I cast it at a 5th.
I say it doesn't matter, because his dispel magic is going to override it.
Oh, it's based on the spell level that you cast it at?
Yeah, because at higher level At higher levels, when you cast the spell you're using at a 4th level or higher, you automatically end the effects of a spell on the target of the spell's level equal to or less than.
Do it.
So I cast it at a 5th when I said it.
Yeah, I'll let you
do that. I assumed it was going to be higher, so that's why I automatically cast it higher. And then, do I have any movement on my turn?
Yeah.
Is it halved? I'll give it to you. Halved at least for standing up from prone.
Yes,
right?
Correct.
So I have 15 feet of movement. I'm going to move up another level.
You're going to move up another level?
Yeah.
Athletics roll.
Fuck.
I don't know. I would have.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to move. I'm not going to move, actually.
Okay.
I think you should move. I wouldn't move up a level. I'm going to start helping more because he's already killed somebody. And I know someone else is close to death. I would move out of the center of the bridge.
Oh, okay.
Are there tunnels? Like, so they popped out on
can
the
I
8th
get
level.
My, yeah, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Can I move towards the entrance of that level bridge?
Sure.
Like, I want to try and tuck behind a corner or get at least close to it.
How wide did we say this was? It's 100 feet.
I thought you said they were... Is it 100?
I'm no longer as close to death as we once thought.
Well, that's fair.
I'm only now about halfway.
Still. He did disintegrate him quite beautifully.
And he can still, still in range for that.
That's 100 feet. You were sticking close to the side, right?
Yeah.
So somebody tackled you out into the middle. Roll me.
Roll a d6, 5 feet for every space.
Sure.
A d8, 5 feet for every space. D10.
Yeah, do a d8.
So the max you would be out is 40 feet out from where you started. The least you would be out is 5 feet.
Sorry. No, I'm plotting.
5.
So you ended up traveling
25. You're 25 feet towards the center.
Say I'm going 15 feet out of center.
Okay, so you are right about there.
Okay.
Coming back to one of the bridges.
Okay.
When I roll random
one of the tunnels out.
That's why.
And I don't think I have any. I don't think I have any bonus actions that I can cast.
Okay.
Grady.
All right, now I'm pissed. Okay.
Are you more pissed that the cat just turned into dust or that you really liked that beholder for a little bit?
Probably that it put a spell on me.
You know, Lucas, literally built to keep people from dying as long as they don't disintegrate. I could have spared you from like four bridges away.
I don't have a reaction of any kind either, so like nothing to do.
Yeah.
Ashes to ashes, litter to litter.
Okay. Do you have
cut my wrist and black my eyes? It is
what's
it is.
Called? It's a rogue ability, like uncanny evasion or something.
I don't know if that would count on a disintegration or not.
I'm not sure either.
He is right, though.
Yeah.
That would be one to know.
I'm pretty sure that you have a reaction that halves damage.
Still wouldn't have been enough, though.
No?
He was at like 30 hit points.
I'm also, okay. I don't know. I'm at level 5, so it could be a level higher than I am.
I don't think so. I think it's like a second level ability.
Correct.
Dueling action surge. That can't be good.
Just playing with the light switch, Kieran.
Okay. Extra attack, sneak attack, thieves can't, cunning action. Eye for deceit, eye for detail, insightful fighting, and blade mastery. Oh, yes, uncanny dodge. What was your total damage?
I honestly don't remember.
It was like 61?
It was at 60, and he was still rolling.
Yeah, I only had 33. I'm pretty sure I would have died either way.
Okay.
It wouldn't have made a difference. I might have died, like, a second slower.
Okay. Yeah, because you did fail on the other eye beam that was fear.
Yeah, I got hit with 2.
Yeah, fear was the other one. You were going to take off running.
Then you can sit in the chair, but you got to be quiet. Daddy's going to do something silly.
We're all going to die.
So, Grady, what's you up to? Tell me you're diving off.
Well, I have to get closer, don't I? Rage.
Yeah.
How? Around.
And I'm going to leap off the side. Aim for that last bridge.
You're trying to jump down to level 1?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
I'm on level 4.
Give me an athletics. Or, no. What's the other one?
Acrobatics.
I don't know if I should make it acrobatics or a reflex save.
Reflex saves don't exist anymore.
Or dexterity saves. Yeah, if you're not proficient in either one, then it's the same roll, so.
I argue it should be strength. Because that's my best skill, and I'd like to use it. What do you want?
I mean, dexterity isn't necessarily aiming, is it?
Yeah. It's literally aiming a ranged attack.
It's so weird.
And you're making yourself into a ranged attack to hit the...
To be fair, it is the broadside of a barn.
Well, you no, it's a 10-foot or a 5-foot bridge.
Yeah. There's no... I don't even know if I make it 30 feet, Jeff. I could hit a lot of shit on the way down. So what do you want? Let's go.
Yeah, make me a dex check or a dex save.
What is it, Troy?
It's in a rag. It's not on one.
Roll again.
That's not bad. You get there.
Sweet. So, rage, scream, leap off the bridge. As soon as I hit that 5-foot bridge, I want to go completely prone and lay belly down on the bridge.
Okay, so you raged.
You're
moving.
I assume it's going to float up and attack me.
Okay.
Well, he's still 60 feet away.
He's going to move. I mean, I did the best to attract his attention, but I'm making it so he can't hopefully hit me with a ranged attack.
He didn't. Well, I don't know if it was on purpose, but he only moved 20 feet.
Right. I want to give him something else to attack.
I feel like 20 is his.
It's a fair bet. Anything else? That's a bonus. That's a move. You have an action.
So you're on level 1.
I honestly don't remember. I probably wouldn't have had my
bow.
No, I would. I don't know if I would have had my bow out or not because I wouldn't have been using my glaive because it doesn't make any sense. But I don't know if I would have had.
I know
bow
you said.
Out.
I know you made a big deal about having it lit.
Then maybe I do have it in my hand. Whatever you want to play, I'll go with it either way.
Yeah, you made a big deal coming in about having it lit.
Then I'll throw a hand axe.
Okay.
Are you no longer going to be laying prone?
No, my thought is to jump out, parachute down, land flat, and then roll over the edge and just huck an axe straight down at it.
Yeah, you could do that.
You the whole goal is it's got to come to me.
You could do two of them.
That's true.
Make that roll.
I wanted to double check something. Because is throwing a hand axe strength?
Yes.
All right, then I'm going to recklessly attack.
Yeah. Yeah, the way it works is whatever, if it's a finesse
weapon. But it's disadvantage because he's how far away?
It's 60.
Yeah, so he's at the outside range, so I recklessly attack to give myself a flat roll.
Right. If it's a finesse weapon like a dagger, you can roll strength or dex to throw it.
23 on the first hand axe.
If it's a strength-based weapon, when you throw it, it's a strength roll.
23 on the second hand axe.
Yeah.
Would anybody like to move?
I would like to. Lucas held up his hand.
Well,
I'm the furthest away.
Do you have a reaction? I can move both of you. Do either of you have reactions left?
I didn't use a reaction.
Did I make a reaction to in part of the falling?
Nope.
It was just a dex save against the guy.
Yeah.
While we were okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've taken a turn since then anyways.
So I'm going to use two of my superiority dice then to add d8s to each one of those damages.
Okay.
You each can expend a reaction to move half your speed without provoking any opportunity attacks. So I'm rolling 2d6 plus 2d8 plus 8. Oh, wow. That's actually really good.
So I can...
27 damage from the two hand axes.
Move down a level.
You can move 15 feet as a reaction.
You said 27?
Yeah, 27 total damage from the two hand axes.
Just trying to verify.
Yeah, you could hop down one.
Okay.
15 feet that way.
Okay. That'll get you back into the edge of that.
Which from where he's at, I should have, I would assume, cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since you're in the tunnel and not on the bridges, yes. You're on what, 5?
I think so.
We were at 8 and I fell 3. Yes, so yes, I'm on 5. I think I rolled my... when you said roll a d10, I rolled my level d10 instead of...
So you're on 5, you're on 1.
Anything else, Grady?
No, I've done... yeah, I've done everything I want to do right now.
Okay.
And like I said, just pressing myself against the deck, so hopefully it has to come up closer in order to see me. I don't know what the bridge is made out of necessarily, and I don't know if it's actually giving me cover, but my thought is by laying flat on my stomach, it makes it harder for it to see me.
Troy, you're at level 5, too?
7.
7.
Here comes that kamikaze motherfucker.
No, that's on a layer action.
We need a chart for Jeff.
For what?
You just need a flipboard each time you take a layer action.
No, I thought you were talking about eye chart.
Has Jeff taken his layer action this turn? Yes.
Backwards K.
No, the layer action actually has its own initiative. That one's easy to track. It's the legendaries that get me.
Us too.
And I'm trying to figure out who is where. You're at 7. That puts you at 130 feet, which is too far away. You would have cover. Mm-hmm.
Should make it hard. It should theoretically make it hard for him to hit anyone easily.
Yeah. Well, Schroeder is close enough. If I had to roll an attack to hit you, you'd get a bonus to your AC, but you still... Actually, you can look up cover. I think you might get something against dexterity saves.
I mean, if I have full cover, does that not make me...
You don't have full cover.
Oh, okay.
I bet it does give you... I'm pretty sure... Cover is on page 196.
Did you say whether or not you were actually going prone at the end of your turn?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
What cover does he have? Half, three quarters, or total?
Half.
Plus 2 bonus to AC and dex throws.
Okay. So make a dex save. With a plus 2.
Please. I like turtles.
Nat 20.
Nice. You are not slowed.
It's a card.
Sure.
Instantly kill monster.
There's two things I've gotten Jeff on now.
Whoa. Bring back disintegrated friend.
Weird.
Who knew that was in there?
Very distinct card.
Very bizarre. It's one of those blank ones you just write it in.
Yeah.
Goes to Troy.
Yeah. Yeah.
How far? He's still six under?
He is six levels below the level one.
Okay.
Oh, it's probably mine. I think I just bumped. I thought myself bumped my knees.
Just do it. I'm half tempted to jump off and see if I can pin cushion his ass on the way down.
I mean, I want to do that, but I feel like I'm too far away for that.
I feel like I could survive it.
Anybody want a map to Nephthalion?
No. Been there, done that.
That's not bad range through concrete walls.
And brick.
Yeah.
It's my last spell. Do I want to do this?
Will you regret it if you don't?
Probably not.
Do it for the cat.
None of us are fighting for the cat right
but
now.
But if his movement's 20, even a double move is 40, he's still not going to get to you.
The biggest loss is that is the best painted miniature that I think has probably graced this table thus far. That's the only real loss here. It's even got fucking grass on it.
Yeah.
I mean, for an Underdark game, grass was a poor choice, but it's got some cool grass on it.
It's not originally from the Underdark.
Yeah. So it's 3 to 5 is half cover?
Yes.
I'm on 7. How far can I drop with just one like action of movement?
I mean, if you're just trying to drop.
Pretty far.
As far as you want to go.
Okay. That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it's 10 feet of movement to go down a level.
Right.
So.
9.8 meters per second squared.
If you can make me a decent dexterity check to go down. Or dexterity. Good. Yeah, dexterity to go down. Athletics to climb up.
Okay.
Even if we don't like the cat, we do owe it to Lucas, I suppose, to kill the thing.
Yeah, no.
8.
Okay, that's a fail. Make me a dexterity save.
Steve didn't make it, man.
24.
Okay, okay.
Oh, good.
So you go down one level, and you catch yourself before you go over the edge.
Well, my aim was to go down 3.
Right, you fucked that up.
Okay. I like the idea that you're like, I saw her do it, I can do it. You grab the rail and leap over, and you just smash face first into the next one down.
So I only made it one level down.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you rolled high enough, you're not prone or anything like that.
Whatever you want to
do.
We'll see how many people survive the fight first.
That's a fair.
You gonna make a space walrus?
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing a lizard.
I'll take the chance to take a shot.
Okay.
Does a 23 hit?
Yes, it does.
Hit your 6 levels?
Yeah, there's cover.
6 is 3/4 cover. So what was your roll?
23.
Plus 5. That hits exactly.
Oh, nice.
It's a +5 on 3/4 cover.
Can you tell, before you roll, can you tell Schroeder what you're doing? I'm just curious.
I'm firing an arrow.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Carry on.
Oh, what were you?
Because I thought he was going to blow a spell.
6, no.
Okay.
I have 1 spell left, so.
6 damage?
Yes. I'm either going to do it for what I wanted to or something really stupid. Which I don't have that many things to do stupid with. But
don't your arrows do shit?
Sometimes
I only have so many. I only have so many die, and I think I only have. Yeah, how many do I have? I think I have 6, which means I only have a couple left. Equal to twice your proficiency. Yeah. So, I'll add some stink to it.
Okay.
Another 7. Nice roll.
Okay.
And I'll fire. And more time.
What determines spell save DC again?
8 plus proficiency plus applicable modifier.
Same roll to hit. 23.
Cool.
11 damage.
Nice. Chunking away.
He don't look happy.
Probably not.
Anything else?
I
like how Lucas is reading a page titled, "This is Your Life."
It's the greatest,
okay.
Mick Foley in rock segment ever. Was that "This Is Your Life"?
Bonus action.
Okay. Next up is Lucas. So we'll go on.
Dust in the wind.
We got to get the rights to that. Or just have
all like the MIDI version.
No, just have Ian make one. Let's just have Ian make one. We can get away with a parody.
Okay, the Beholder. At the beginning of his turn, he turns his central eye directly towards the tunnel that you are Ertlan is cowering in,
hiding bravely.
Can I roll for the eye?
This eye, you don't have to roll.
Damn it.
This, you feel all of your magic items go dead.
Does that mean you can't cast anything?
No. That is what that means?
Those are magic
items. You're a high enough level caster.
My
quarterstaff
isn't magic.
You would know that this is an anti-magic field.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Gotcha. As a not super experienced D&D player, I didn't recognize that, but I was like, my quarterstaff isn't, my focus isn't magic.
Wouldn't a focus be magic, though?
Huh?
Wouldn't a focus be a magic item?
No.
No.
No?
No, it's a mundane item.
Okay. Yeah. It's just whatever the focus is. So, how big, am I allowed to look up how big that is?
I mean, you wouldn't really know, but if you move around and try to get out of it, it's not like a pinpoint thing on you.
Yeah. I would assume it's an area of effect, like
correct,
like a silent spell or a darkness spell.
I would say
spell
as an
or
elder
something.
Magic user, he would have a keen idea of how big of a field that would be.
You would know
would
that,
the
central eye of a beholder is a lot bigger than the typical anti-magic spell, or anti-magic field spell.
It's a decent-sized range.
Yeah, I mean,
you're probably
like,
not going to move out of it and run.
Yeah, if I'm doing this right, it should cover most of the central chasm. It's a 150-foot cone.
Okay. That doesn't stifle inherent abilities, though, correct?
Like what?
Like wild shaping?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wild shape, in the description of wild shape, it says you magically turn.
So then that would also stifle...
Is this targeted or is this area?
Area.
But what I'm saying is, did he target the fifth level or whatever Schroeder is on? And so it's...
He's kind of targeting... Schroeder's the only one who I know where you actually are in across the chasm.
I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is it 150 feet on a two-dimensional vertical plane? Is it 150 feet on a horizontal plane?
I have no idea.
Is it like a spotlight where if he hides behind a bridge...
It's a spotlight. It is a spotlight.
Okay. So it's literally a cone.
Yes.
Okay, so like it's a
It is a cone there. Emanating from his eye.
But you're at the end of the spotlight where it is whitest.
Right.
Yeah. And it doesn't, this spotlight doesn't care that there is stone there. It goes 150 feet.
Okay.
Yep.
So where's he at in this miasma?
He is
fucking off being a beholder.
Just wherever you want him to be when you want him to be there.
I mean, where's Troy's character?
Right there.
Staying right there by the edge?
Yeah, I've been at the edge.
Okay. What about Grady?
I assume I'm laying flat down in the middle.
Flat down in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I have another question.
Yes.
Because I don't know, and I might need to look this up. Is something that uses a wild shape use that is a regular action?
You may have to look it up and see what it says.
It's my symbiotic entity.
I know. But read the description and see if it says magically or through magic or something like that. I honestly don't know.
Tasha's. Do we have one at the table?
Lucas took my... Just make sure if you keep taking my books, you put them back, you assholes.
I went to one. I got three of mine.
Actually, I think I might have
I found a cool race that I like. I'm going to try it out.
Is it possibly more emo than your cat?
Possibly.
It's an Eladrin. Eladrin?
It's an elf.
Yeah, it's a fake.
It's an elf.
Does anybody else have Tasha
besides
this one?
It's a fake creature.
What's wrong with that, Tasha?
I do not.
I think I do.
Cool Tasha shouldn't be on that far.
It's literally...
It is. It's really good for a wizard. Except that... Does it still go off of intelligence? Or does it get a boost to intelligence?
Lucas going wizard might be one of the greatest things that ever happens in this game.
That's out of the new book, so you get to put...
Yeah, you get to choose, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you cast off intelligence.
I mean, I would love it if I were in Jeff's place.
What?
I want nothing more than Lucas to play a wizard if I were playing a game. Because you don't read the rules!
No, spells. He reads the rules. He just misreads them.
You're gonna
it's
be
called
like,
dyslexia.
You're gonna be like Fadre, who never read the goddamn rules, and just be like, "Yeah, fireball." It's like, dude, that's like a 60-foot range. He's like, "Fireball, but not on them." It's like it doesn't work that way.
It's fine.
Yeah, it says channel magic into your spores.
Yep.
Okay. Womp womp.
Question is, do I have a sheet?
Okay, so he still gets his. He moves up 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
He is 40 feet below the bottom.
Where did my die go?
Below level one.
Below level one, yes. And you're on level six now, Troy?
Seven.
You climbed back up. You fell one.
Yeah.
You fell one from eight to seven.
I went from eight to seven.
Oh, eight to seven. I'm sorry. So that makes you 110. So we'll split the raise between you and Grady. Or no, I'll say that you are close enough to Ertland that you're in the cone too. So all the rays are going at Grady.
What cone is Punk this? Bitch. I missed what the cone was.
Anti-magic
field. None of your magic items work.
Okay.
None of your spells
so
will work.
So the cone reaches 20 feet above, like, if it's centered on me.
Jeff right. really hasn't thought about the math of this, I don't think.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying that there's a big-ass spotlight shining right up here.
I get that. I'm trying to gauge a range.
It's 150 feet across.
Across?
Across. 150 feet long, 150 feet across at the end. It's a triangle. Starts here, goes 150 feet.
All right, I'm going to do some math.
It's actually a cone, but...
And this is 200.
Two-dimensionally, it's a triangle. What's that?
One-dimensionally, it's a line. What's your point?
Across?
No.
I thought it's 100
five.
Across.
Five, yeah. Math. Close to him too much.
I mean, in all honesty, I don't know that I could hit Grady. I'm just not doing the math, and I'm saying, you guys are over here. You're going to be affected by this. He is not, so he's going to be affected by the other stuff. So, Grady.
Yes.
Three rays.
Nope. I choose not to play your game.
I'm only looking for a nine. Anything else, since he is prone on that bridge, it's not going to work.
No, fuck you.
I rolled one anyway.
Rolled a four. Are those two nines or is that a six? Is that an 09 or is that a six?
I can't see from here. That's a six.
All right, so four, six, and a nine.
Okay. Grady.
You're coming with me.
That bridge that you're laying prone on turns to dust.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
You fall. You're raging.
I am raging. I am reaching, too.
Yeah, no, I will give you an attack of opportunity on the way down.
I feel like I was thinking that I could think a thing, but I may not be able to.
Grapple it.
Well, yes, I...
Give him a big hug.
That was the attempt. What would you like me to roll?
A grapple attempt.
Oh. Oh.
It's an athletics check for you. You're good at those right now.
Is grappling technically an attack?
Yeah.
So then you're recklessly attacking.
He gets advantage on athletics anyway because he's raging.
Oh, okay.
And I get a plus two. So
sure, about two of these.
You need to still...
You've only got a plus two?
No, I get a plus two for raging, which makes my ability a plus 10, plus I get advantage.
It's not on attack rolls.
It is.
No.
When I rage, plus two on attack rolls.
It's damage rolls.
Plus two on attack and damage rolls.
Really like an 18
streak. I thought it was just damage. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't care.
I'm rolling two dice. Theoretically, it should come up roses, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you got them.
I rolled like a 24.
Oh, yeah. You fall down.
He rolled a nat one.
And you grab onto these eye stalks as you go down. He can't move anywhere. And you're holding on. Give me a dex save to see if you hold on to your glaive.
8 seconds.
Well, it's still strapped to my back.
It is just damage.
Oh, no, it's not. We talked about it being in my hand. You're right.
Yep. You make a good dex save, I'll say you stab it and hold on that way.
All right. I think that's fair. You want a dex saving throw?
Or a dex, yeah, something like that.
I don't
like
know
that.
What you want. Should be
just
a
roll it.
Same. That'd be a 22.
Oh, yeah. Give me a damage roll.
Excellent. I will indeed.
Extra damage for falling down?
Falling down and stabbing and holding on to it. He's technically grappling it.
Extra damage, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You hit some extra fall speed, so.
Nine damage.
Okay.
Not very much. That's like the minimum I can roll.
Okay.
But still.
Can I interject?
Maybe.
You're going to say no. Can I use my reaction to cast Featherfall?
No, you moved.
What does that mean?
You used your reaction to move when he gave you free movement.
It's been his turn since then, so that his reaction
yeah.
is coming
Oh, okay.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Featherfall.
How far away is he?
60.
You're in an anti-magic field.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks, though.
Never mind. Sorry. I had another way, but you're too far away for that one, so.
He's too far away for that one, too. He's at this point, 40 feet below.
Well, I, you know, got distracted with something else that I thought was going
to
work.
His anti-magic field, does he have to have concentration on that?
No.
It's kind of shitty.
He okay. just has to have an eye.
I'll see what I can do about that.
You need that eye. That is the eye that you need.
Well, he doesn't need all the other ones.